Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This coronavirus update is brought to you by Florida Vacation Rentals, siestakeyyes.com. Paradise is waiting, siestakeyyes.com.
I think we could describe this as entering into a new phase.
They say we're going to have a national lockdown or a national quarantine. And I would just say that's absolutely false. It's not true.
Time matters. Minutes count.
It is how we respond to that challenge that's going to determine what the ultimate endpoint is going to be.
We will save lives.
With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. For January 21st, the week of January 21st, 2021, here is the latest information on what's happening in the world with regard to coronavirus. First, let's take a look at some of the big countries and what's happening around the world. 97,425,574 cases of coronavirus in a little more than a year have been reported. 2,086,210 people have succumbed to death because of COVID-related illness, and over 70,002,991 people have recovered from getting COVID. In terms of active cases, at this time, this week, 25,336 people are currently infected with coronavirus worldwide. 99.6% of those people, or just over 25 million, are reporting mild conditions, while 0.4%, or 111,000, almost 112,000, are considered in serious or critical condition at this time. And as we take a look at the totals in terms of the number of deaths, number by rank, the USA still leading the world in the number of daily deaths from COVID-related illness with 4,385, the UK with 1,820 deaths recorded on Wednesday, Mexico with 1,584 deaths in one day from COVID-related illness reported on Wednesday, Brazil with 1,382, Germany with just over 1,000 at 1,052, Russia reporting 597 deaths in one day from COVID, South Africa with 566, Italy reporting 524 deaths in a single day, Spain with 464, Poland with 444 deaths, Colombia, South America with 390 deaths in one day, and France with 310 deaths reported in one day. In terms of the total number of cases and who is being affected, let's look at the top most impacted countries. At this time, the USA still leading the pack with 188,000 new cases reported in one day. Brazil came in second with 64,126 cases, that's new cases, being tested positive, Spain with 41,576, and the UK with 38,905, France with 26,000 new cases reported, just under 27,000, Russia reported 21,000 new cases of coronavirus, Mexico with 18,000, just under 19,000, Germany with 18,600 new cases testing positive in one day, Colombia with 17,908 cases, and India with 15,277 cases in one day. Those are the top 10 most impacted states at this time with coronavirus. Turning our attention now to the United States, we have just surpassed the 25 million mark, 25,001,146 coronavirus cases reported since last January, a little over a year ago. Number of deaths in the United States attributed to COVID-related illness now stands at 415,926. In terms of recoveries, those people who had COVID and recovered, 14,970,000 cases. Where are the hotspots right now in the United States? California is leading the pack with 590 deaths in the last 24 hours. Texas reported 440 fatalities from COVID-related deaths on Wednesday. Florida ranking number 3 with 142 deaths reported on Wednesday. New York number 4 with 240 fatalities reported on Wednesday. And Arizona with 262 fatalities reported in one day on Wednesday from COVID-related illness. Topping our list of new cases, Texas number 1 with just under 26,500. California with just under 20,000 new cases in one 24-hour period. New York with 13,725. Florida reporting 11,914. And Georgia with 8,205 new cases. If we look at the long stretch in terms of graphs, new daily new cases are now averaging in the United States 197,000 cases on average per day in the U.S., a 7-day moving average. That is our peak. In terms of the total number of deaths, yesterday we reached 4,385. And in terms of our daily deaths average over 7 days in the United States, it currently stands at 3,142. In terms of mitigation efforts and the implementation of getting COVID vaccines around the country, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said it had administered 15,707,588 doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the country as of Tuesday and distributed 31,161,075 doses. The tally of vaccine doses are for both Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech as of 6 a.m. this morning. That is a look at our latest numbers in terms of the coronavirus spread and mitigation efforts. We'll continue to update you as information comes in. And of course, you can follow all of this information online at candidlyspeaking.net. Just look for the drop-down menu where you see COVID-19 on the menu bar. This update is brought to you by Siesta Key Yes. If you're looking for the future and a way to get away from it all, paradise is waiting. Your room is ready. Two-bedroom suites are available at season rates, but they're going fast. SiestaKeyYes.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim White.